from the beginning of time, I've introduced this one over to the church to save my people. Many things that they would say, oh, I don't know why that happened. I trusted that aunt. I trusted that uncle. Oh, God, where were you at when this happened to my child? And I would say unto you, I've offered to you the Holy Ghost, the one who has been sent from me to pray all mysteries. Do you not know that these mysteries not only pertain to the revelation of my word, but they're the mysteries that will guide and lead you into the truths of your life and protect you against those things that have been sent by the destroyer to keep you in this world, saith the Spirit of grace. So I say unto you, seek this place, spend time in this place, for it is far more than just revelation knowledge. It is the knowledge of those things that surround you. For even as I guided my son in the days, and I would tell him, go there, don't go there, come here, don't go there, stay in this place. He was led by my spirit, not his born again spirit alone, but he was led by the baptism of my spirit on his spirit. And I would lead him and guide him and show him where I wanted him to go on a continual basis. And I say unto you, in the same way that I led him, I'll lead you, saith the Spirit of grace. And you'll be those that'll walk head and shoulders above all others in this life. And you'll say, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it before it came. And I prayed against it, that God would save as many against that disaster. But I say unto you, seek this place. Desire this place above all things in your life. Come into this place of communion with me, saith the Spirit of grace. And I'll lead you and guide you. And you'll be a people that'll walk head and shoulders in these last days. And it'll be a testimony in all the earth that you hear from God. And you're able to evade those things, go around those things that many, even in my church, will suffer in these last days, saith the Spirit of grace. Don't condemn yourself now. The best that you can do is go on under the blood. And he's saying this not just to one, but to many. But I told you before you married them that they were the wrong one. I told you before you made that decision to buy that, it was the wrong one. I told you before you signed the papers, it wasn't to be. I told you before you fully determined to do what you were going to do, that that was not the thing to do. And yet, you disannulled the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And many suffer financially. Many suffer heartbreaks and breakups and divorces. Because in preface, know this. You'll say this. You'll say, but it's a preacher kind of level. It takes a high-end kind of level to know that. I say no unto you. I testify to you by the Holy Spirit. This is commonplace. The least of my brethren are to have this place. Discerning of spirits and knowledge of the future is of an easy place for me to get over to you. It only is ascribed by simple obedience, by praying in other tongues. And I'll tell you, I'll teach your children. Teach your children growing up. Teach them to pray much in the Holy Ghost and spend time. Because even when you're not there, I'll be there. Don't condemn yourself. He's teaching you for the next 20 years. There's no need for trial and error, trial and error. Shouldn't have bought it, failed. Signed the papers, failed. Went this way, went that way. It went left when it should have went right. Why? Why? When you have got all knowledge on the inside of you. Don't go against checks. Don't go against reserves. Don't go against anything that stands up on the inside of you and says it's not prudent at the moment. And you'll find that I'll make another way of escape for you. I'll find another path. It'll be my path. And the enemy will always, this is his MO, his mode of operation. He'll always bring a counterfeit just before the full answer, says the Spirit of the Lord. Some of you have said, I'd like a spouse, I'd like this, I need this. I've only got one if it's my will. But you going about to do your own will choose others. And in the doing so, it'll only wind up in divorce, in destruction. Except I will come. I do have a remedy even in that. If I can, I'll heal. If I can, I'll restore. I'll make and come back. I'll patch up. And I'll live inside of every situation that I can restore, saith the Spirit of the Lord. But how much better is it for you in this life? How much better is it for you in this life to choose to wait the time out in prayers and spend the hours in tongues before? Because in that, I'll teach you revelation knowledge. See this? This is revelation knowledge. But I'll lead you and guide you into all truth. He that speaks from heaven guides you into all truth. The truth of your life is the direction, the compass that I'll lead and guide you. Many do not take the relevance of revelation knowledge in the word that's written because they're disannulling the leadership of my leadership in their own life, in the do's and don'ts of where to live, where to work, who to marry, what friends to have, what investments to have, what places to go, disannulling me in the smallest things on a continual basis will also block your ability to receive revelation knowledge, says the Spirit of the Lord. Why is it that I can't hear His voice? He hears His voice. She hears His voice. That preacher hears His voice. I think they talk in riddles, some would say. They talk in riddles. Truly, He doesn't say on the inside of them and speak clearly. They make up these things to bring attention to themselves. But I say unto you, as I said, my sheep hear my voice. They know me and follow me. In the same manner, I desire to speak unto the least of you on a continual basis and lead you and guide you. But the primary reason that my sheep don't hear my voice and make decisions that contrary later find out that wasn't God's voice. The primary reason why they're deafened to my voice or then think it's my voice and make a decision and find out it was wrong. The primary reason is that my children walk in disobedience to the truth. They walk in disobedience. Do not walk in disobedience. Why would you bow your knee to the things that would destroy you? But I want to be happy. Oh, I have your happiness at my right hand. My desire is to get over to you blessings in every way, says the Spirit of the Lord. But when you seek your own way and disannul that which I say unto you on a daily basis and then turn around and ask to hear my voice on decisions, I cannot get over to your spirit. Because your spirit is continually being hardened and you're callousing your spiritual ear to the things of God. So humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Choose to pray much in the Holy Ghost, says the Spirit of the Lord.